I thought for a moment. If I did, I wouldn't necessarily know about it.
That's true. Partially true. But take my word for it, they left that part of your brain alone. Any change in your attitude toward UNIF or the war, or war in general, comes only from new knowledge. Nobody's fiddled with your basic motivations. And you should know why.
Names, dates, figures rattled down through the maze of new knowledge. Tet 17, Sed 21, Aleph 14, the Laszlo Emergency Commission Report, June 2106.
Right, and by extension, your own experience on Aleph 1. Robots don't make good soldiers.
They would, I said. Up to the 21st century, behavioral conditioning would have been the answer to a general's dream. Make up an army with all the best features of the SS, the Praetorian Guard, the Golden Horde, Mosby's Raiders, the Green Berets. He laughed over his glass.
Then put that army up against a squad of men in modern fighting suits. It'd be over in a couple of minutes.
So long as each man in the squad kept his head about him and just fought like hell to stay alive. The generation of soldiers that had precipitated the Laszlo reports had been conditioned from birth to conform to somebody's vision of the ideal fighting man. They worked beautifully as a team, totally bloodthirsty, placing no great importance on personal survival. And the Torrens cut them to ribbons. The Torrens also fought with no regard for self, but they were better at it, and there were always more of them. Kynok took a drink and watched the colors.
I've seen your psych profile, he said, both before you got here and after your session in the can. It's essentially the same, before and after.
That's reassuring. I signaled for another beer.
Maybe it shouldn't be.
What, it says I won't make a good officer? I told them that from the beginning. I'm no leader.
Right, in a way. Wrong, in a way. Want to know what that profile says?
I shrugged. Classified, isn't it?
Yes, he said. But you're a major now. You can pull the profile of anybody in your command.
I don't suppose it has any big surprises. But I was a little curious. What animal isn't fascinated by a mirror?